Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Chuck Schwab is with us. He's professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Chuck, good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Yes, thank you.
Appreciate the time. Well, this is Farm Health and Safety Week, and we wanted to focus on some of those important issues. This stuff we would think, Chuck, in this part of the country would come as a lot of common sense, but there's a lot involved in health and safety on the farm.
Oh, there is, and that's why we take this time during the peak time where we see injuries and fatalities occur in agriculture and try to give a little reminder to some of the things that we might have forgot about or just need to focus on.
Farming is obviously different now than it was 20, 30 years ago, much different than it was 40, 50 years ago, but still a lot of the dangers remain, and maybe some of them are enhanced because of the technology that we've developed.
Well, sure, because sometimes, you know, like you mentioned, that, you know, over time, the different types of safety features that are found on equipment have really improved. But at the same time, we find ourselves with larger equipment, more stress involved in things that we're doing, and so there's plenty of opportunities to be injured, and it's important to take the time to make good choices and to keep our equipment up and running and make sure that those safety features are still in place and operational. And I think that's probably where a focus can be done.
Yeah, absolutely. People that don't work directly in the farming industry probably have a hard time really thinking much about how it works in that industry with regard to success. I mean, you can work really hard in other industries and you'll realize the fruits of that success, but in farming, no matter how hard you work, there are still some things that are really out of your control.
Well, that's true. But, you know, as we approach this harvest season, you know, so many of the things that we see is the stress, the pressure of the time. You know, it looks like this harvest season we might have less stress about the window of time what we can do get the harvest in, but we also have added the complexity of the drought and low crop yields this year. We've also added the pandemic, which has some impact on the things that we do and how we do everything today. And so there's still plenty of stressors out there that detract from keeping yourself safe as you go through these different tasks during the harvest.
Well, this year during National Farm Safety and Health Week, the theme is Every Farmer Counts, and every farmer needs to be fully aware of all of those dangers on the farm. Talk about some of the more common ones.
Well, I'm going to go probably with my biggest one that I see as a major issue because it creates the most number of fatalities that we see. And maybe not it does happen. It happens throughout the year, but it does happen during harvest too. And that's using tractors without rollover protective structures. Since 1985, we've been equipping ROPs on part of the original equipment. But we still have so many of these older tractors that are being used. And if you're trying to make a choice between using an old tractor without ROPs to move some grain wagons, make a better choice and pick one that does have ROPs. Because so many times what happens is the tractor without ROPs overturns, and that's where we lose, a very experienced farmer. And once you lose a farmer, we don't replace them. I mean, it's the farm usually goes out of business within 5 years of a fatality, and so it's important to keep that agriculture booming in Iowa. And so tractor rollover protections is one, but you know, keeping guards in place, and there's plenty of guards, whether it's on an auger or on the combine. Making sure those things are in place, making sure that the equipment is up and running so that it doesn't delay during malfunctions and you have to sit there and have the stress of trying to get it done while you're trying to fix the equipment, because that's typically when we take shortcuts, and typically shortcuts mean injuries that can occur. We usually highlight the information about individuals traveling on the road. This year, maybe the traffic might be a little less than what it has been in the past, but it's still important to make sure that you have your SMV in place, that you signal your intent, and be careful as you make those left-hand turns, because that's where we see so many of the collisions. And again, looking at augers and overhead lines, that's always a problem of electrocution. So plenty of things to keep in mind. But again, just kind of go over some of those, especially with people that might be new to your work environment, and make sure that they're up to speed on what you should be looking for.
You bet. Well, harvest kicks up a lot of dust as well, and we see a lot of fire hazards out there this time of the year. With the kind of dry weather that we've had here during the last few months, is that enhancing that this year?
Oh, by far. That's probably a really good feature to be thinking about, because if with all the dry weather we've had, then what that means is the ground and crops and other areas are very dry, and that's easy to ignite. And it doesn't take much. So many times what we see is just like a truck driving onto a field, and sometimes what will happen is the stubble and other parts that are around get caught up into possibly the catalytic converter of the truck, and next thing you know, the truck's on fire, and the truck fire spreads to the crops, and the next thing you know, it gets out of hand. And it doesn't take long for that to happen. And also, do a good clean of your combine when you're able, because you don't want the buildup of that dust residue getting into places where there's heat. And once you get that heat and that fuel of the dust, doesn't take long for the whole combine to catch on fire. So, yeah, let's avoid fires this year.
Yeah. Well, and it's the nature of the season, too, that it's not just a matter of negligence or trying to, skirt some of the safety features all the time. Sometimes it's a matter of just the season. We are working hard. We've got time deadlines. We're trying to get things in when we can. We work long hours, and that can create times where we just kind of forget about some of those things because we're just plain worn out.
Well, and again, it's that personal safety. You have to monitor the signals from your body. And during those long periods of time when you're active, it's important to make sure that you keep hydrated, that you're nourished, and that you take breaks to refresh yourself. Because any time when you're ignoring those body signals, there's a possibility of that your effectiveness to observe the various hazards may be decreased, your attention span also drops off, and your critical thinking skills also are weakened. And when that happens, that puts you at more risk for an injury. Doesn't always say that you'll have an injury, but, I mean, making those choices, and if you are diminished because of your exhaustion or malnourishment or dehydrated, then those things have a big influence, bigger than sometimes I think we tend to believe. And it's also important at the same time to make sure that there is good communication between you and your coworkers, making sure that things are happening. Don't assume just because you've done stuff the same way over and over again, you have to communicate what you're expecting to happen.
Well, and also this year, we've got maybe more students, more children that are available with some of the distance learning and at-home situations that we're seeing because of the circumstances this year. There might be even more children that are helping out on the farm.
Well, yes, and that's what I'm saying. All the conditions that are leading up to this particular harvest, there are some that are better and some that may not be. When you're talking about passing on a tradition, make sure we do it in a safe manner. The last thing you want to do is jeopardize. No one wants to see their kids injured. And so, set some firm rules, make sure that you communicate, and also you have to really observe where those kids are in proportion to what they're able to do. you have to have a good assessment of that. And that's not always an easy thing to do at times.
No, they might ask for more sometimes, but we have to be the adults in the room, too, and make sure that we keep those boundaries.
Oh, that is a guarantee that they'll always want to do probably a lot more than what they're probably physically really suited to do safely. And that's the key is choosing the safe choices. Yeah. And the hard ones sometimes.
Yes, exactly. Well, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach always has a wealth of information on a number of topics. I assume there's an awful lot of information about farm safety out there as well.
Oh, yes. Plenty to go from. Again, take little bits, keep improving, and, you know, if you're doing something right, keep doing it right, and then add some more things. That's the best way.
Okay, very good. Well, keep safety first on your mind this harvest season, and let's bring everybody in off the farm safely. Chuck Schwab, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for providing that safety message out there. It's important.